An inferno still rages at the Antonio Guterres power plant, the most crucial in the country. On Friday night and Saturday morning, the fire had spread to a second tank, triggering a series of explosions. Yusne Sarmiento was hosing down the second tank just seconds before it exploded.
I let go of the hose, and when I started running, I got tied up in the hose and fell on the floor. But the fire engine had already started moving away, and I held on to it. That's what got me out of there. My other colleagues couldn't get away.
One firefighter has been confirmed dead. Another 16 are missing. Their colleagues haven't been able to get close enough to retrieve their bodies. Over 100 were injured. President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited some in hospital over the weekend. This could not have come at a worse time for Cubans who are already living through chronic power cuts. The war in Ukraine has driven up the price of global gas, and US sanctions on oil tankers, which were part of the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against the island, are still in place, driving up the cost of energy. Then there's the state of the country's energy grid, which hasn't received enough maintenance in decades, causing frequent power blackouts. Do you have power cuts several times a week?
Absolutely, and sometimes three times a day. In this zone, the power cuts out frequently. Today, we haven't had any, but yesterday we had two during the day. But you've got to adapt and see whether the country can resolve the situation.
Help came from Mexico and Venezuela, both sending specialists, helicopters, and chemicals to extinguish the flames.
The support and the prevention of risks and also help to suffocate the fire by means of cooling with water and foam. We hope that more support will arrive soon, as well as the chemical material needed to help us.
On Sunday afternoon, firefighters put out the fire in one of the supertankers. But the blaze continued in the second tanker. Late Sunday night, there was a huge explosion that could be seen 50 miles away in Havana, in the capital. The smell of sulfur. Ed Augustin, Matanzas, Al Jazeera.